This is Community Close Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest for today's program is David Pike. David is with Mitchell County Safe Place, a domestic violence organization, and this is Focus on Domestic Violence. Our subject for today is violence in the workplace. Tell us, what are the national numbers on domestic violence?
Well, it's larger than what you might think, because of course, not all of these statistics get reported, and the way we find out about them is by doing surveys, anonymous surveys and so forth, where women will talk about what actually happens to them. But it's reported that one-third to one-half of all women will be assaulted by their spouse or some intimate partner during their lifetime. And about 95% of all complaints are made by women, and about 50,000 women each year seek protective orders against their partners in a given year. About 75% of all non-robbery homicides in the workplace are committed by ex-partners. And 50% of all female homicides in North Carolina are domestic violence killings. Well, in North Carolina, I went and got some interesting statistics online. There's a database that is maintained by the state. And, for example, we usually average a little under 100 deaths by domestic violence in a given year. Back in 2008, we had 84. Last year, we had 68. And this year, to date, we have 33. So year's about half over, so we're on target to hit about between 60 and 70 if that pace keeps going. But it's interesting. In the domestic violence cases, the ages range from 13 to 80. So it really affects every age group. And I looked at some of the relationships that, and all of them are either boy-girl partners of some kind, maybe living together, maybe not. A lot of them are people who are married. And almost all the deaths are committed with either a gun or a knife, which is interesting. There's another database out there which talks about family violence homicides. And in that database, we have currently about 13 people, and their ages, and this is shocking, ages range from a three-month-old child up to 80 years old. And two of those deaths occurred in Yancey County. They occurred in late January. You may have read about it or heard about it on the radio. A man killed his mother and father, and that was in the news at the time. But two of those deaths are local. That's the only two that I found that were either in Mitchell or Yancey County this year.
David, I think we maybe should back up a moment and give a definition of domestic violence. A lot of people may think they know what it is, and I have a feeling that if you're in the situation, you don't think of this as domestic violence because you're in it every day. Give a definition for domestic violence.
Well, domestic violence is any kind of ongoing, pervasive use of threats, intimidation, coercion, emotional abuse, isolation, minimizing, blaming, economic abuse, privilege and violence in order to maintain a power and control over an individual. And we've talked about this many times, that the violence per se is not because someone likes to beat up on someone necessarily, but it's secondary to the fact that they're really trying to control that individual. A lot of domestic violence gets unreported. We see a very small percentage of the total number of cases that occur.
David, let's talk about for a second the workplace. What responsibility does the employer have?
Well, the employer has certain responsibilities by law. They have the legal duty to respond to any kind of threats on the premises. They must maintain workers' compensation, which would compensate an employee who is injured on the job. And they've got to have certain policies in place to protect workers from violating or perpetuating violence on another worker. And we'll talk more about this next week in our next program. I have some more information I'd like to give. But in the meantime, you can call us at Safe Place in Mitchell County, 765-4044. That's a 24-hour number. And I want to thank everyone for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.